Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dad's Day coming up on Sunday. What are you doing for Dad? You going out to lunch? You grilling out? You going to give him a break from the grilling and do the grilling yourself? What's going to happen this weekend? I think dads, generally speaking, are easier to please, probably. I mean, yeah. Dads are, I mean, I was always easy to please. I just wanted to hang out and just take it easy and chill.
No tie.
No. I think the tie, you can forget that, but get him a flashlight. If you're thinking about a tie, drop back to the flashlight. All the guys would agree with me. And so will my friend, who the lady who's the flashlight hoarder. Mm-hmm. She would agree with me, too. You can always go with the flashlight.
You have two boys, 16 yeah. and 19?
That's right.
What is the Chip Gaines from Fixer Upper, you know, Chip and Joanna Gaines? He was saying how that the weird thing is, like, he has a hard time thinking that his kids are going to drive and date.
Yeah.
What do you think's been the weirdest thing as your kids get older?
That driving thing is a milestone. I will never forget standing in our driveway the first day that my older son and my younger son left for school together in the car.
Scary.
I still have the video.
Yeah.
I was videoing. My ex-wife was videoing. And my older son, he has a Jeep Sahara. And they got in and left. And it was this weird feeling. It's like, I know this is happening, but it just feels like it isn't happening. You know, you ever had that feeling where I know this is happening and it feels like a dream or something.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it felt like. It's like so weird. And I watched them drive out and drive and I pull out into the road and head off. And it is a huge milestone, and nothing's going to stop you from the worry. That's one of the things he says, is worrying about them driving and dating. And think how many, what happens is you start thinking about how many close calls you have driving a week. And you think they have no experience driving other than whatever they've done. Now, we made our older son, and we're going to make our younger son, go to this driving school. It's not a typical driving school. It's expensive. I think it's like $400 for the week.
Vin Diesel comes in, teaches him how to Tokyo drift.
Yeah.
Well, interesting you should bring this up, because of what they do at this driving school, it's a full week of training all day. It's an 8-hour-a-day school. And you learn all the, you know, you go through the basic stuff. But one thing that they do, and Toyota has provided them with these cars, they'll get you out on this track. They have a whole course out there, and they get you out there. And the instructor has a lever. And when he pulls the lever on this car, the back wheels go on a swivel. And it sends the car into a skid or into what could be a spin.
Yeah.
And they have to recover from that and get out of it. And they teach them quick avoidance, you know, like, you know, this number here, you know, where I think it has saved my son's life more than once.
Well, that's interesting, because people, and I'm pretty sure this is the case, that when you are spinning, you don't jerk the wheel the other way. It just makes it worse, right?
Like you turn into a skid.
Yeah, you turn into the skid, into the spin. And I think people's initial reaction is to go, oh God, like, get out of this. So it's good to have, once you get that initial experience out the first time, I feel like you're better prepared. You don't panic making the situation worse. So that's a great school.
All right. We've been talking dads this week, Father's Day coming up on Sunday, and memorable moments. And we talked about driving early and what it felt like to be the dad, and watching them drive out of the driveway the first time, or watching them go on their first date. Or for me, it was my older son driving my younger son to school for the first time. Just one of those surreal, moments.
Yeah.
But, you know, another thing about daddom is when you realize that you're turning into your dad. You know, you're doing this. Now, I looked it up, and most dads say they feel like they're turning into their dad around age 38.
That's pretty late.
By then, most of them have kids, but they have kids who are old enough to be a problem and be an issue, and you have to start worrying about disciplining the kids and teaching them to do the right thing, not the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Boys you know, you will get conflicting. I have two boys. I did not have a daughter. I have two nieces who are about the same age as my sons, and they grew up together, and they look like brother and sister.
Yeah.
When my older son and my older niece, who were born 30 days apart, no, not even 30 days, it was 20-some days apart, they look like twins, honestly. They look,
really?
When you're out, people think they're twin boy and girl.
Oh. Hmm.
Yes. They're both in college now. But at what point do you feel like you turned into your dad? Did you start saying things that your dad used to say?
What was it? Not just at what point, but what was the action? I remember turning, like my mom, I was 18 years old. I was living in Lexington, Kentucky. I had two roommates, and it was something with the dishwasher and putting dishes back, or putting the dishes from the sink in the dishwasher. And I was like saying something, yelling to them in the living room. And I was like, oh God, I'm my mom.
What is wrong with you? Why did you leave that stuff in there? Yeah.
I did. I said something like that.
Right. For dad, just like, you know, boy, what's the matter with you? You know, it's just, you just want to, you know, you're ready to jerk a knot at him.
That's the word.
Yeah, you've heard that before.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds familiar, doesn't it? Mm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.